It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about let go of guilt. Listen, folks, it's the pandemic, racial unrest, political fallout, and the holidays. How are we supposed to handle all that stress? Well, certainly not by accepting guilt that is being manipulated onto you by other people. You know what I mean. And this podcast will give you clarity on ways to stop taking in other people's guilt manipulation. You don't need it. You need to recharge, regroup, and receive the best of the holiday season. How do we do this? Number one, realize that guilt is really a very superficial, I don't even know if you can call it an emotion. It's just superficial. It's usually brought upon us through other people who want to get what they want when they want it. Or it's a way that we talk to ourselves, mind talk, about not measuring up to some kind of imaginary standard we're putting on ourselves. And guilt is an energy drainer. Remember, I talk about the sugar cubes. Let's say your body consists of 100 sugar cubes. Each sugar cube is a portion of energy that you have in your body. If you're going to be manipulated and use your energy, your sugar cubes, on feeling guilty, let's say you had 100, now you have 50. So you don't have the energy to do what you really want to do. So be aware of those people who are your guilt mongers. Who are those people? It could even be people in your family who are always making you feel like you're falling short of something. Could be people in business, in family. And when you identify those people, you're going to bring your protective armor. And part of that protective armor is knowing that you are a giver, you've done your best, and you deserve nothing less than giving to yourself and receiving the best. Number three, one of the things as women is we're used to giving out a lot at work, with our friends, with our family, with elder care, child care. There's only so much we can give, and we wonder why we're feeling drained, especially during this pandemic when kids are around or we're not sure what's happening with schooling, with homeschooling, all of it. So as women, very often we put ourselves, and you've heard this before, last on the list. Everyone else comes first, and what our needs are come last. And I wish I could say that we're improving, but I speak with lots of women, and we just have big, kind hearts, and very often our stuff is relegated to last on the list. What's very important to realize is that if we don't receive, if we don't give to ourselves, allow ourselves to receive that, or allow ourselves to receive from other people, we may fall short, and we may even be prone to sickness. So that by not taking good care of ourselves, it's not only ourselves that will suffer. But since we are the CEO of the household, our whole families and the people at work will also suffer if we get sick. So receiving is not just something that's nice to do, it's something that's a necessity. What gets in the way of our receiving? Okay, we already talked about we put ourselves last on the list when we need to do things for ourselves. But also, when someone gives us a compliment, do we take it in and say thank you? Or do we rush on to something else? When someone gives us a gift, do we think automatically, what should I give them, rather than take it in? Or do we look at it and criticize it in our minds, saying they should have given me this or something like that? That's also another way of not receiving. So it's very important to be aware. And as the accordion, we give out a lot, an accordion must come back in, right? The image of the accordion. We give out, we must take in and give to ourselves and receive. One of the things I think that stops us from this too is if we say no to people, because that can often make us feel guilty. And of course, they manipulate and give us zingers as well when we say no. We need to hold firm to that. First of all, if you've been giving to a certain person, a friend, a family member, and you're taking a little time for yourself and they don't understand, it's their problem, not yours. That two-letter word, N-O, is very useful. You know, I'd love to do that for you, but I'm sorry, I don't have the bandwidth this week. Call on me in 3 weeks, or maybe Sally can help you. So it takes courage to say no. To review, we don't need the guilt, especially with our lives being as stressful as they are now. We need to nurture ourselves the way we nurture our kids, our family. So how do we let go of the guilt? Realize guilt is superficial. We don't have to hold on to it. We can put our energy and direct our energy in ways that will be resourceful for us. We need, number two, to be aware of those guilt mongers, those people who manipulate and they get you going. Well, you don't have to go. You don't have to be manipulated by them. You can use that two-letter word, no, and say, I'm sorry, I can't right now. Call on me in 2 weeks. And number three, remember, you deserve the best and nothing less. You've worked hard on yourself. You give to a lot of people. It's your time to receive. And watch the things that block you from receiving. If someone is saying a compliment to you, do you say thank you and take it in? If someone gives you a gift, are you thinking about what you have to give them back? No. Or criticizing what they've given you? These are all ways not to take in what you deeply need. As the accordion goes out, it must come back in. As we give to others, we need to give to ourselves. Guilt is superficial. We can let it go and get what we need to recharge, regroup, and walk forward with grace and dignity in our lives.